I'm Royce.
Chris.
And this is Twin Teens Talking TCGS. Of course, we're twins, and this is the intro podcast to Teens Talking TCGS. We have a special episode. Paige couldn't make it, so we have a guest in Emotion who lives in England. So it's an international episode of Teens Talking TCGS. We quickly find out that Paige is the glue that holds us all together, and it becomes a complete train wreck. Probably the worst episode. Or the best episode. Andres maintains that this is the best episode we've recorded.
But probably the worst.
I obviously disagree. So thanks, Emotion, for appearing. She had to leave partway through the episode.
Pretty early. Like really, really early.
Really early. So she might be on some other time to make up for that. I mean, we mostly talk about Andres in this episode anyways. So it's just a disaster. But it should be interesting. So I guess let's kick it off to the theme song, which is done by Jacob, we'd like to mention, who has his own podcast called Jacob Talking About TCGS. So he's adding to the TCGS podcast empire. So without further ado, here's the theme song.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to Teens Talking TCGS, Episode 3. Great. We don't have titles for any of these episodes, but if we did, that would make us sound a little
bit more
legit.
Teens Talking...
I'm Naomi.
It's Teens Talking TCGS, Episode 3, Teens Talking Goes Fucking International.
Oh, that's right. We should do I'm Naomi from New York, age 19. I feel like we never mentioned
I'm Royce from San Francisco-ish. Like, I'm 19 as well.
I'm Chris from San Francisco-ish, also 19.
I'm Andres from Massachusetts. I am 16.
And our special guest.
Replacing Paige for the day, for the episode. Mm-hmm. Paige is gone doing whatever the fuck she is doing. Marrying Ellen Page.
Hopefully. I'm Immy from England. I'm 17.
Immy!
Woo! Yeah! Super excited to grow across the ocean. To get teens over here in Oregon.
We're in Wyoming.
No! You blew our cover.
Second time I've done that.
Plane tickets are getting really expensive, guys. I mean, geez. Every week and then now international flight.
She had to come across the pond.
It cost me a lot. It cost me a lot.
My accents are never good in this show.
Just keep on.
It mostly just sounds like Andres being racist.
Which we found out in episode 1, he totally is.
Andres is super racist. He was, you know, letting a bunch of slurs go earlier.
See,
insulting
everyone. I feel a little awkward because since I'm being from Boston and all that, and Imogen being from England, we have some history. We have some beef between our two areas.
You threw her fucking tea into the harbor, you bastard.
Yeah.
Because she taxed us without representation.
Yeah.
How dare she?
Our tea.
Yeah.
Our tea is like.
Immy, are you gonna defend yourself? Defend your country?
Nah, I'm alright. I'm half American. I'm half American, half. English.
We're half American.
USA. USA.
USA. I feel like that's such a weird... I feel like nobody here says that they're American.
Yeah.
Everybody says like, oh, like
I'm
1/16th Polish
Navajo
or whatever.
Indian.
Yeah.
I'm just like, I'm half white. Try to guess what the other half is.
Hawaiian.
That's a... Email us. Try and guess what the other half of the nationality Royce
this
is.
This could go horribly
really
wrong.
Like
this could go horribly
this is,
wrong.
This is going to get really fucking racist, I can tell.
Use your racist instincts. Make an assumption. It's okay if you're wrong. We're not going to call you out on it.
Please someone email us.
We
got like 2 emails last week.
Yeah, people email us. We need those emails.
Yeah. One of them was from... Random Gene asking us about what we're gonna do when we turn 20, which we'll
I was wondering that.
We don't know.
Oh, hey, slow your roll, Imogen. You're no Paige. Calm down.
Ouch. Andres, you invited her.
I did. I was the one that lobbied to get her on the show.
I feel like Imogen is...
Everyone else is like, nope.
I feel like you've probably spoken more than Paige had in the entire last episode already.
Paige had the fight club thing. That was pretty...
That was insane. Fucking Paige is a badass.
A fucking little scrapper.
Does anybody else, like, listen to the podcast when it comes out? Like, listen to the whole thing again?
Yes, of course I do. I'm a narcissist.
I just refreshed the page so we get more plays. So we could beat Fizzy Boys.
Oh, so you know how, just quickly, Celeste from Ontario made us all those Valentines.
Oh, yeah.
Which are really
Thanks,
great.
Thanks, Celeste. That was awesome.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
They are so good. If you haven't seen them, they're on our Tumblr already. And they are the funniest things I've ever seen in my life.
They're very funny.
I was only a little bit creeped out that you asked Andres for all our pictures.
Well, I was the one who said, like, oh, make us Valentine's. Shit. It's not, like, all Andres' fault. Yeah. Or all Celeste being creepy.
Well, she
Mine's a really inappropriate, though.
Well, that's the thing. We were stumped for Paige. We didn't know what to do because she didn't want to be inappropriate for Paige's because Paige is, like, innocent. But my idea was she should say... This is the idea I messaged her. It should have said, I've been part of a fight club. We should be part of a fuck club. And she said, I'm not doing that. Needed to be a
thing. I'm disappointed that that's not a thing.
No. Everybody just make a page Valentine.
Whatever you want.
Send us your page.
Please.
Yeah. Just take her pictures offline without her permission and just make us page Valentines. The dirtier the better, and we'll post them all online. For her parents to see. Her dad follows us on Twitter.
Her dad's a senior editor of Golf Digest.
Yeah, it's nuts. He's verified on Twitter.
Can someone make us an Imogen Valentine? What would that be?
Oh, no. No.
Something English.
I love you from across the pond and across my
heart.
Yeah,
across your English chat.
You know,
something about the English channel.
No one says across the pond here. No one says
that. All we say here. That's
See, the only reason
yeah,
we use it,
it really
is because
is.
We heard British people use it.
What about you?
We Americans ruin everything.
Okay, let's get to TCGS stuff because we should.
Well, Andres, we have a segment for you.
Yeah.
Really?
We're just going to start off with, we actually put some preparation to the segment, and it's called The Best of Andres... : the most self-indulgent sex segment of any podcast ever.
So
we went around and asked people what their favorite Andres and TCGS moments were.
I don't know about this. I want to say this. I'm not an asshole. I did not know about this.
Yeah, no, we made sure. We have another group chat.
Jesus Christ,
going.
We have four group chats at the moment.
Calm down. So, yeah, we asked people. Royce, do you have one?
Yeah, I have one from a messenger bag. Let me just go and see what he said. This was a little bit disappointed. He said, Andres is surprisingly apt at not embarrassing himself for his age. He went on to say, I did nothing but shame myself at 16. And he's very put together for his age. That's all that he had to say about you.
So, not embarrassing in the least.
Just very complimentary.
Yeah, put together for my age. Fuck
God, what an asshole. Messenger bag fucking ruined our
All
bit.
That we did was ask him to embarrass Andres, and that's what he fucking said. Thanks, Messenger bag. First you don't get hyphy, then that happens.
God.
Well, we're eating Mexican food right now, and Chris is going to take a bite of his nachos.
Also be noted, I am also eating Mexican food.
So was that the whole segment?
That's really good.
What were you saying,
Andres?
Was
that the whole segment?
No. We have much more. We have much more.
Oh, yeah. That's...
So are you going to keep doing this throughout the show?
Well,
or
I don't...
Are you getting all these out of the way now?
Yeah, let's do them throughout the show.
Throughout
because the,
show. The
people I asked haven't messaged me back yet.
But can I just say that I messaged Gethard like 2 days ago. And on Facebook, it says, like, the what time he saw it. And he saw it, like, at Saturday at 7 a.m. and just has not messaged back.
No.
He just does not want anything to do with this. It was like, I think, like, someone said on Talking TCGS that a characteristic of Gethard Show fans is that they have sent messages or emails where they immediately regret it when they hit send.
Yes, instantly.
That was certainly one of them on my part. It was just like, I sent it like 3 a.m. Like, what the fuck did I just do?
Okay, we had this girl on the show, and we're not even asking her questions. I want to ask her a question because I don't know her that well. I think any of us know her very well as a person.
Imogen. It's all about you, Andres. It's all about me.
Yeah, let's have Imogen ask me questions, what it's like to be me. No, Imogen, how did you find the Chris Guthard show from England? That's insane.
How did you find out about Andres from Massachusetts?
I have no real answer for that question. I don't have a clear story, like a lot of people. I know I saw that, like, the Tumblr post that Chris did, you know, to the suicidal fan.
Oh, yeah.
I know I saw that. And then, at some point, I don't know. I followed the Tumblr, the Chris Guthard Show Tumblr, before I even started watching. And then it was something like, yeah, somehow through that.
And do you remember, like, what episode you started tuning into?
No, I don't know that either. I know, because it's on at 4 a.m. here, like, I know that I'd never watched an episode live until, like April last year or something. Wow. Like, not long ago. Because it was just, like, I had school the next day.
I think at 4 a.m. any episode live is ridiculous.
I feel like we might have gone through the trouble to put together a podcast, but I don't think we have anything on the dedication of waking up at 4 a.m.
Imogen's very dedicated.
Yeah.
So Imogen, what's your favorite of my phone calls? No, don't answer that. but that's really cool. That's really cool. That from England. I want to ask you this. On your Tumblr, you have pictures of you with Adam Scott. What was that like, man? That's insane.
I bump into Adam Scott, like, wherever I go. I don't know what happens, but somehow he's everywhere that I ever have been.
Is Adam Scott stalking you? Is that what's going on?
Yeah, I think I think he is.
How many times have you met him?
I've met him three separate, on four separate days.
Whoa.
But, like,
does he recognize you at this point?
Well, the last time I saw him, I was like, I've seen you a lot of times before. And he was like, oh, okay. Oh. And then he said, he was like, I guess I'll see you in a few months.
Oh, classic
and that spot. Hasn't happened yet.
oh my God.
Yeah.
He's just like staring at you through your window right now. Just like.
If you ever hug him, I'm sure he put like a tracker on you.
Yeah.
And, like, that's how he gets there.
I've shaken his hand a lot.
What does his hand feel like?
It's pretty firm. Handshake.
Is it as soft as I would imagine it?
I mean, it is. It's pretty soft.
Would you say that Adam Scott's a DILF?
Oh my God.
No! Not this
would
again.
Would you say that Adam Scott is a bad boy?
Or a dad boy? Which, by the way, was the best joke of the last podcast. Paige nailed it. She said one line the whole podcast and she nailed it.
Dad boy. Fucking love puns.
That's the name of this podcast. This episode of the podcast. I fucking love puns.
Not the Andres episode, because I think I'm gonna title it the Andres episode.
No, it's the international episode.
International Andres spectacular.
We get a fan from England just to talk about how much she loves Andres.
Yeah, the international palooza of
Andres.
I think
we should start naming our titles like friends, like episode titles, like the one with blank. So we should do this like the one with the English girl.
Why not like Scrubs, where it's always like my English friend.
My English friend. My English patient. Nailed it. Nobody got the reference. God. Come on.
I haven't seen that movie.
Oh, okay.
Or read the book.
Ray Fiennes plays a disfigured dude.
Controversial Scrubs versus Friends.
Oh, yeah. Scrubs.
Scrubs by like Scrubs. A million times.
That's not controversial at all.
That's not controversial at all.
No.
That is an obvious answer.
Like Friends.
Scrubs.
Thank you.
I feel like someone out there is going to get pissed off that I've never
and
seen
then
a full
we'll bring
episode
them on the
of
show,
Friends.
And then we'll just yell at them.
And that
I've never seen
Aniston.
A full episode of Friends. I don't think it's...
I mean, I'll say I've probably seen more episodes of Friends, but like, just because it's always on.
It really is.
Yeah.
Like, what the... That's in Seinfeld.
Okay, straight up though,
I've never seen an episode of Seinfeld.
What?
Chris has never seen a fucking full episode of Seinfeld.
I've never seen a full episode of Friends.
Not a single episode.
Whoa. Yeah, I've never seen a full episode of Friends, so I kind of get that. Very popular show.
I don't think I've seen a full episode of Friends. I've seen every episode of Scrubs.
Same here.
Not a single episode of Friends or Seinfeld.
Scrubs is so fucking good.
Scrubs at its prime, there were episodes where I'd laugh out loud and end up crying by the end of the episode.
Oh, yeah.
It's so good.
I legitimately cried. I remember the finale before, like, the bullshit. Yeah.
We don't talk about that.
So, right. So there was the finale with, you know, Zach Braff leaving, and I remember being like 14 or however old I must have been, sitting on my parents' bed, crying my eyes out because it was the finale. And then my mom walked in and was like, "Hey, Naomi," and I was like, "Go away, please." And she just shut
when
the door.
When you mentioned that, I realized I haven't seen every episode of Scrubs. I skipped all the shitty ones. And
oh yeah, well, so did I. Everybody did.
That doesn't count. Those are bullshit.
Oh, can I do
Malcolm in the Middle, I remember, also very underappreciated sitcom, I feel like.
Oh, the Middle?
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
Also, My Name is Earl.
Oh, my name is Earl
is the most underrated. Because that show got weird at points.
You know what show is great that I don't think anybody watches is The Middle? It has Neil Flynn on, it has the janitor on it from Scrubs, but it's actually, it's fucking hilarious, but nobody watches it.
That Jimmy Eat World song has Neil Flynn in it?
Terrible.
Was that a pity laugh or was that an actual laugh?
Not a real laugh. Since we're talking about crying your eyes out, can I tell a really dark story, like my tangent of the episode?
Oh, absolutely.
This is actually pretty recently.
Just make it about Andres. It's your show, man. It's your show, bro.
Shut up. This was last week. I had woken up, gone to school. I had actually a surprisingly good day. Like, people laughed at my jokes. I got good grades in class. Good day for
Is that, like, your measure for how good of a day went? If people laughed at your jokes or not?
That's yours? I feel like when people don't laugh at my jokes, they're insulting my
No one ever
people
laughs at my
laugh
jokes.
People always laugh at my jokes. So.
Shut up, Chris.
It's a standard. if that's not in my day, it's a bad day.
Yeah.
So, I got home. It was a pretty good day, so I went to... This is now, like, 6 o'clock. I go take a shower, and I was shampooing my hair, and I had my radio. I listen to music while I'm showering. I had my radio blaring music on shuffle, just showering, shampooing my hair, and I was thinking, you know...
Shuffle? Come on.
Shut up.
Play an album.
I thought, I've really turned my life around. Way to go, Andres. And I was in a really good mood, and then suddenly, this song by MGMT called Someone's Missing comes on, and... There's a bit in a song where it goes like, "Something's missing." And I pause while shampooing my hair. And I realize, and I said this out loud, I have no fucking friends that I actually hang out with outside of school or anything. And I started bawling, like sobbing in the shower.
Oh my God.
And my mom had to come over and ask, "Are you puking in the shower?" And I said, "No, Mom, go away. I'm just coughing." And...
That got dark.
That got dark.
Oh my God.
I'm sorry, Andres.
Oh no.
The genuine international sadness episode. Oh.
That's what it's going to call, genuine international sadness.
Oh my God. That is so sad.
It was very dark that moment. Yeah, but it was a cleansing cry. You know, one of those really just good ones where you just let it all go.
Just if you just want to start crying right now, just you can let it all out. Yeah. It's your episode. It's your time.
Can I get credit for a joke that I couldn't form all the way in time?
Okay, sure.
It's not fully formed anyway, but because it's an international episode, I wanted to make an Iron Curtain joke because he was in the shower and showers have curtains. But I couldn't fit one together in time. But I would like credit for the thought anyway.
Yeah, this is pretty good.
Good job, Chris. Good job almost making a killer joke. You should really iron that out, that joke.
Oh, Pardon City.
Oh, nailed no. It.
So,
does anybody else have any
Imogen,
really sad
Imogen. I
want to
hear Imogen's sad story.
Yeah, Imogen, do you have any genuine sadness moments?
No. I mean, I didn't see any human beings today. I didn't speak to any real life people today.
That's kind of sad.
I just sat in my house.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, that's
people
my whole
suck.
Weekend.
Yeah.
So, don't feel bad about that.
I'm trying to think of my sad. Well, so a couple days ago was Valentine's Day, and this time last year, my boyfriend had just broken up with me like the day before Valentine's Day.
So he could get out of Valentine's Day.
I don't know if it was that, but I was like a mess. And then he was like, yeah, we're still gonna be friends. And I was like, I have all these Valentines. Do you want them? And like this.
Oh my gosh.
Just an emotional mess. And then I had to go through Valentine's Day at school and like see him and interact with him. And he's like, everything's cool, right? And I'm like, yeah, we're so fine. All of Naomi's
friends, like, just you guys are such a cute couple on Valentine's Day. We're so happy together on Valentine's Day.
Yeah, what did he do?
So the combination of you crying and you being totally aloof to the situation is just so cute.
That's great.
What a dick, though. Like, who fucking breaks up with someone the day before Valentine's Day and just pretends like nothing happened?
You're on his side on this?
You can't wait like 3 days?
Just think about it. Just think about it. Maybe he was one of those like poor mill boys and his family couldn't afford stuff and the economy hits you pretty hard.
No. I know he's not poor. His father has a fucking plane.
Oh my god.
Maybe,
like, owns an individual plane.
Maybe he has a plane so he can keep up.
Mm-mm.
Maybe he just wants to show people.
Shut up, Andres.
On Valentine's Day, I bought myself a shirt to treat myself. I treated myself.
What was it?
That's both sad and happy.
On Valentine's Day, I stayed with my grandmother and we watched the Dallas Buyers Club in Philomena. And I cried. I cried so much harder than she cried at those movies. Like,
that sounds like a romantic evening.
It was, yeah. At one point I was like afraid, like, should I make a move? I put my arm around her.
Oh god, no.
I'm like, oh, you come here often to my house, Grandma? No, but Philomena, holy shit, Philomena is so sad. Jeez.
Really?
Oh, did that
beginner
twit?
Sad?
What?
Beginner sad?
Oh, not at that level. Beginners is still, I stand by, the saddest movie ever. Still my favorite movie ever, too.
Is it as sad as the movie Click?
Shut up. Click's a dumb movie. Except lately, everybody's been asking
the whole movie
about
is that one scene from Click.
Click. I think I've said this before. The only time I've ever cried at a movie was at Click.
I think I mentioned this on like the first podcast, but like it took me a couple of days to recover from seeing Beginners.
Yeah. It weighs down. Because
you're just like, oh.
It's a movie that weighs down on you
the whole time. And it just gets sadder.
But then the that one line that Christopher Plummer in Beginners says to his son where he goes, your whole life you look for a giraffe and a lion finally comes along. What do? And the son goes, I go after that lion. It's a metaphor, Royce. You don't get metaphors, do you? And then,
I don't get metaphors completely out of context.
In the movie, it's in context. It's beautiful. He won the Oscar for that movie. Line. But no.
He did win an Oscar?
Yeah, he did.
Can we stop talking about...
Good. No, but can you say something? No, I'm glad he won because that dude like should have won by now.
Yeah.
He's on the fucking Sound of Music, dude.
Yeah.
That's how long that dude's Christopher Plummer. He's been around forever.
Oh, Christopher Plummer.
He was in Sound. Yeah,
Imogen,
Sound of Music.
Is the Sound of Music like the biggest English movie ever made? Do you guys still talk about that?
I mean, I do. I do. I'm pretty into that film.
Hell yeah.
I picture like newspapers like.
Andres, you're so fucking offensive.
I picture like the headline of like the Guardian, the English newspaper, saying. Sound of Music, still great 50 years later. Sound of Music sweeps the Oscars 50 years later.
It's the BAFTAs right now. The British
BAFTAs.
Like Film Awards.
Yeah, who's nominated? Who's nominated for the BAFTAs?
Mm-hmm. I don't know. It's literally, like, probably just finished.
Oh, you missed the BAFTAs for us?
I did. Aww, I did.
Thanks.
My mom kept telling me to come and watch them with her, and I was like, nope.
Is it more like the Golden Globes, though? Because they do TV, right?
Yeah, no, it's like the Golden Globes.
Except, but you guys don't have an Academy Awards then.
Chris is an Anglophile.
Wait, so Imogen, if the BAFTAs are your Golden Globes, what are your Oscars?
We don't have
them. The Oscars.
Oh, that's so American.
Because fucking America. Imogen, were you disappointed when you didn't get your letter from Hogwarts when you were 11?
Imogen's right now in the cupboard, and her mom's like knocking on the cupboard and saying, "Get out, make us breakfast. Go away, Aunt Petunia." I'm recording a podcast.
You thought it couldn't get more racist.
No, Imogen got a letter from Chris Gethard that just said, come to my show, it's really sad. A big bearded Murph the Reservoir Dog kicked down her door and said, you're depressed, Imogen. I'm a what?
And wait. Can we steal from Talking TCGS and compare TCGS people to Harry Potter?
Yes, let's.
Oh, well, okay, then.
Cool. Murph is Hagrid.
Murph is Hagrid. Murph is so wait, Hagrid.
Or Rob Malone.
What? Or Rob Malone is Hagrid. Damn.
I say Murph.
No, I feel like... who is Geth? Is Geth Ron Weasley?
No.
I feel
Geth is like sad Dumbledore, isn't
he? Yeah, Geth is sad Dumbledore.
So no. Sad.
No, Geth is Ron.
Geth is Ron
who's,
Weasley.
Who's in charge of this situation then? Is Hero Cocaine Dumbledore?
I guess so.
No, JD is Dumbledore.
But he's evil.
Yeah. Oh, JD is Dumbledore.
Oh, yeah.
No, then JD's Snape.
No, JD's Dumbledore, and then evil JD is Snape.
So it's,
who's Voldemort?
It's like a duality. Wait.
But Dumbledore was a little manipulative.
Yeah, Dumbledore was a bit manipulative. He'd be like, I'm trying to protect Harry, and then he'd like manipulate
him. It's for the greater good.
He manipulated Harry to save the world.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
It's been a while since I read those books.
Well, Imogen's leaving. Imogen's leaving.
Oh.
Okay. Whatever. We'll get back to it.
Imogen was like, I can't fucking take this. It's all people say to me when they find out I'm British. They talk about Harry Potter. I can't do this anymore.
Who's Harry Potter then?
I don't think anyone's Harry Potter.
Phil Romano, just because
he's
Phil...
got the glasses.
Guys, I'm gonna have to go.
What?
No!
Sorry. I'm sorry.
Oh no!
Imogen has to leave. No.
We literally only
like
talked
right
to,
now.
Oh
we
god!
We literally
this
talked
is so
to
funny.
An address the entire time.
We are so sorry. We talked to Harry Potter and me the
okay,
whole
time.
Okay,
wait. I'm sorry. Okay. Bye.
No, it's so funny.
It's fine. Send us your recording, though. You have to, or we won't get this podcast.
Okay, yeah.
It's
yeah.
Sorry for insulting you, like, half the time.
Yeah, sorry for insulting your culture.
Okay, bye.
Bye, I'm just...
No!
You do not know how to have a fucking guest, man.
What is this show?
Oh, God.
Oh, no.
All right,
well,
we
sorry
gotta,
about
we
that.
Gotta move
power
on.
Through, guys. Power through. Who's Hermione?
All right, let's.
So
how about we talk about
us.
That? and then there were three.
Four.
Well, four.
Oh,
there's
never mind.
Four.
There's four of us.
can't count. Okay, but who's Hermione? Who's Hermione? Bethany? Bethany?
Bethany, yeah.
Bethany's definitely Hermione.
Okay, but who's.
No, Bethany's too. No. I don't know. Bethany doesn't strike me as her. Oh, maybe she is, because she's so, like. She's so cool when she's not just being the moral compass.
But then
know.
Who's Harry? Because we actually don't have a Harry, and we need one.
There isn't one.
Is it Shannon? Like, yeah, Shannon?
Shannon? I feel like that's going to get super meta. The viewer is Harry.
That's not bad. Yeah, it's not bad.
No.
I say Shannon is...
The viewers slash audience slash Rats Carlton
Slytherin.
Are Slytherin.
Slytherin.
Slytherin. Slytherin as a whole. It's definitely that.
What is this podcast?
I think that
this podcast is like the Quidditch announces.
What?
Yeah.
We're like Lee
yeah,
Jordan
like the
and
one black kid.
Them.
Yeah.
The one.
Do you guys know that Lee
Magnitude.
Jordan is
Magnitude
is
really
greatest
no.
thing. Yes.
You didn't know that? Oh god, I love Magnitude so much.
My life is falling around me.
Oh my god.
Like, dude, literally this entire thing has just been us fucking ignoring our one guest who's gone. Like putting Andres on
let's
the
just
spot,
try, like, let's
and
think
then just pop
weird
culture
movie
references,
and blow
just fucking
mind.
Stupid pop culture references. We talked about Scrubs for 15 minutes.
Oh, poor Imogen.
Wait, so why don't we talk about the fact that TCGS is coming back to public
access?
I wanted
access. To ask Imogen about that, because Imogen's going to be in America apparently around that time. It's going to be like, oh, you're going to try to
holy shit,
this.
What the fuck? You knew that information?
Andres!
You knew that
information was the first
you didn't
thing
ask?
About?
That was the first question you...
I'm sorry, jeez. Fucking, you were the one that was like, let's do the Andres segment this whole episode. This is a good idea, the Andres segment.
I thought the segment was going to be
as
funnier.
You guys can see, we are having internal conflict within the podcast.
Just do the Andres segment.
This is what the listeners
fun.
Want.
Yeah, this is what everyone's asking for. They were like, more fighting,
more
nonsense.
Andres.
I don't want anything to make sense. More Andres. Yes. Sure.
Oh, poor Imogen. She just messaged me on Facebook saying sorry, 2!
No, it's totally okay.
Tell her it's okay and that we...
That's close.
Yeah, tell her it's okay.
Points would have been sarcastic.
Yeah, obviously. Obviously.
Actually, like, that's how you read it, right?
I don't know.
Okay, so she was here for only about half an hour, right?
Right. I don't know.
Yeah,
nah, like
not even. I don't think.
Shit, man. Okay, let's just keep going. We have to fill out half the rest of this podcast, and what else are we going to do? Like, freaking.
It's an hour long podcast?
Yeah, usually. Did you get any more responses to what's their favorite me moment?
I have one. Do you have one, Naomi?
I do have one. So, you go ahead, Roy.
Well, so Anna from Brazil, everyone's favorite Brazilian TCGS fan, the only Brazilian TCGS fan, said that the moment where you made Gethard do the Ritz-Carlton.
Oh, yeah, that's mine too. I totally forgot about that.
It was her favorite Andres moment.
I am so mad that I had to miss that.
How did you miss that?
Because I had to leave.
What?
I had to go. Yeah, I left right.
It was such an amazing organic moment.
Oh, my roommate's
moment.
Here, guys.
Organic moment.
No,
yeah.
There was
that. See, if you watch it, I'm eating an all bread sandwich. Just it's two pieces of bread, and I'm just eating it. And then Geth's staring at me, and I stuff the whole thing in my mouth, and I'm trying to cough it up, but Shannon refuses to let me to cough it up, and she keeps slapping my hand away, so I can't spit it out into my hand. So I had to swallow it dry, just a piece of bread.
I need to freaking rewatch that.
Yeah, if you watch it, I have a gift on my Tumblr because I'm a narcissist. But yeah, you know, I keep making that joke, but
you're
really
like Royce.
No, to be honest, we came up with a segment thinking that we'd put you on the spot and embarrass you. You're embracing the Andres moment.
He's just owning
it. Your own. Andres, what's your favorite Andres moment?
Oh, man. I'm just like, this began with me saying, this is so dumb. This is so stupid. But tell me all of them because it helps my confidence. My favorite me moments? Every moment I'm on a show, all my phone calls were perfect. Everyone. Can I say my least favorite me moment, though? Can I say my least favorite one?
Go for it.
Yes.
Yeah,
okay, first off, basically any one of my really depressing phone calls, but there was actually a moment that did make me cry afterwards. It was so bad. It was the episode where you could call in and you could and tell the panel someone that you didn't like and they would kind of act it out and you could talk to them. And so I did my dad. And I totally understand what Gethard was doing. Gethard was making a joke. But he didn't even allow me to say what I wanted to say to my father. He just did a whole bit about my dad being an asshole. And he nailed it so spot on. And he never even let me say anything to my dad. Except they hung up on me right away. And it felt like I had to watch the rest of the episode with Getha just doing my dad impression. And it was like watching my dad on my favorite public access show yelling at me. And I sobbed that whole night. I was like so sad.
Holy shit. This episode is dark.
Oh, my God.
See, if Paige isn't here, it's so dark. Paige is, like, the light of the show.
So if your name is Christopher Gethard and you would like to apologize to a certain teenager, our email address is tcgsteens@gmail.com.
Yeah, fuck you, Geth.
With a Z.
With a Z. You know what to do.
Oh, gosh.
I'm trying to think. One of my favorite moments is... I forget. I feel like, Andres, you called up and were, like, telling Messenger Bag that he was your new dad or something. And he was just so weirded out. And it wasn't like he
accepted it. It was Shannon that made a sex joke about it. She goes, what, you call him daddy?
Oh, right. Yeah, that was so weird. That was, like, I found that so funny. Just that you're like, be my dad. And Messenger Bag's like, whatever. And then, like, Shannon just takes it too far.
The thing is, though, I make that joke a lot. I realize... I have that running gag with about 5 different groups of friends where I call some random male figure my father, and it's clearly something wrong with me. I clearly have some kind of psychological issue.
Oh,
deep rooted. I call every male figure in my life my father. And I have some female friends, when they get a new boyfriend, they always jokingly say he's my new stepfather, and I go along with it jokingly, but I'm totally for them adopting me, these people.
We just, every episode, we learn more and more about Andres.
Yeah, so.
I'm just sitting here in a stunned silence because I can't.
Vibes.
All of the things Andres is
so
telling
So, Naomi,
us.
Do you have any favorite, more favorite Andres moments?
This is the Imogen's episode. Why is this not Imogen's episode?
Because she had to leave.
Oh, Imogen.
I asked Ariel and Celeste for some. They haven't gotten back to me yet.
My two only friends. Like, my two best friends, probably. And neither of them care about this podcast.
Both of them said they were like, oh, yeah, I have tons. And they hadn't gotten back to me. But if they ever get back to me in the middle of us recording this.
Just message them right now and just be like, get back to me.
Yeah, just message them all caps like, we're recording now.
I just messaged Celeste and told her to message you.
All right.
So.
Now the jig is up. We were trying to keep it semi-secret, but then no one messaged us back.
No, you were trying to. This is like a surprise birthday party, except no one came except my mom.
That's just, actually what happened.
You flick on the lights and it's just empty seats, empty party hats, and my mom going, nobody came, and me just going to my room. Oh, no, Cosmo.
And then, no, there's one person, and then they left.
That sound is Andres' dog licking his face.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. I love you. I love you. You're my best friend in the whole world. Yes, you are. You know, he almost got
hit by a car. Does your dog... Oh, shit.
Yeah.
This is a dark episode, but please continue.
Oh, someone left the door open. He ran out, and I was yelling, no, Cosmo, no, come back home, come back home. And a car ran over him. Just straight up ran over him. And I screamed as if I was, like, an actor in a dramatic movie. Like, no! And suddenly he pops up from underneath the car, totally fine. The driver comes flying out of the car saying, holy shit, I just killed your fucking dog, man. And I was like, no, he's somehow still alive. And he ran up to me and just jumped in my arms. And it was terrifying.
Holy shit. Dude, like, if you could see all our faces right now.
Hey, Cosmo.
What? This episode has gotten so dark.
Oh, it's just me telling my saddest moment.
Oh, man.
Would you say that that's Cosmo's favorite Andres moment?
Cosmo's favorite Andres moment is when he tried to do suicide to get away from me.
Oh, Cosmo. No, you love me.
Oh, he loves me.
Oh, God.
This is very...
I think we should also acknowledge that we are recording this, and today is Murph and Diana's wedding. Which is super exciting. I was watching the First Times episode of while I was at the gym, and I forgot that happened. And so I'm, like, on, like, the elliptical, like, it's so beautiful! And just, like, everyone is looking at me watching a tiny little screen, like, being upset.
I remember I watched that at school because I had to be watching it. And the final scene is Julia Nathan. No, the second last scene, Julia Nathan, absolutely mess. Yeah. Sobbing her eyes out, and a guy came up behind me and said, what the fuck are you watching? Because it's just this woman sobbing.
Dude, you know, my roommate walked into the room when I was watching the Beef Off episode.
Oh, that's terrific.
Your roommate was a brony.
Yeah, my roommate was a brony.
Oh, okay, yeah. Fuck your roommate, then.
Also a colorblind illustration major.
Wait, really?
Yep.
Oh, that's great.
It didn't come up till he was registering for classes for the second year. It's like, oh, I can't take this color theory class.
Yeah.
Because he had, like, a really deep voice.
His roommate had the lowest voice.
I'm colorblind, and I just, like, heard it. And I was just like, that should have come up earlier. Like, when you were picking your major.
God, dude. I hope that your ex-roommate never finds this podcast
and
listens to the third episode.
I would have live-blogged the whole experience if I wasn't afraid he'd find it.
Can we, like,
I was very
have
tempted.
An episode where we get every single person we've ever said, I hope this person doesn't find a podcast? Because we've said it a lot, like, lately.
Yeah.
Has found the podcast, which is, like, the worst.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Actually, I told my English, this was the day before the Beef Off. It was Tuesday night, because I forgot when Chris shows on. It used to be on Wednesday night. Rest in peace. And I told my English teacher, I love this show. You should watch it. And that night was a Beef Off. And came in the next day, and he said, unless I'm not going to judge you, but that looked like gay porn. And I said, it's usually not like that, sir.
But it's kind of like that. Like, every once in a while, it'll be like that.
Oh no.
I mentioned TCGS in class once because I think I was going down. I went down over Columbus break to the show. My teacher was like, one of my professors was like, "Oh, where are you going? What are you seeing?" And she's like this old woman, and I was like, it's this public access show." And she's like, "Oh, that sounds wonderful. Like, where can I see it?" And I was like, "Oh, fuck." Like, the last thing I want is for my teacher to come across the beef off or like one of my calls where I embarrass myself and just like not what I need.
I had to do a speech and communication class last week, and like the last half of it I just talked about TCGS.
Like, How did that go over?
Fine. I mean, I was afraid I'd follow like a super heavy speech, but it ended up just being some white girl talking about Buddhism, so I lucked out.
Wait, what did she talk about? Buddhism or boobism? I don't know what she
Buddhism.
Said.
Buddhism. Okay. Yeah, Buddhism.
Boobism.
Boobism.
And Bob
yes,
Marley, because you know Bob Marley's a Buddhist.
Oh, is he really?
No.
Oh.
That was weird.
What are we doing?
Talking about Andres.
Yeah, nobody cared to message you guys about my favorite moments. They probably saw that message, and they said, "We wish we didn't have it."
Nobody likes Andres.
Oh, this is such a kind-hearted idea that just turned sour.
No, it was mean-spirited. We thought that you would be so much more embarrassed by it, but, like, again, your narcissism took over. And you're just like, instantly. Hell yeah, an episode about me. Fuck our English guest.
I'm like, Andres, you say you're like, oh, you know, I'm a really big narcissist, but I feel like we all, you're not alone in that.
No, not me.
I feel like a lot.
Literally, we just talk. This is a podcast that's supposed to be about our favorite TV show. It's really just about us.
I mean,
talking.
It's what the people want.
Is it what the people want?
I don't know.
I mean,
what do the people want? Tweet at us, email at us, tell us what we want, what you want.
Yeah, what you want from us.
But honestly,
the worst episode.
Guys, how about this? We have people email us for next week's topic, and we have to talk about every email that comes in.
I'll do that. That's
we
good.
Cannot turn down topics.
Yeah.
Okay, fine. It'll be like,
we have 900 listeners. Someone email us.
That's why I'm willing to do it, because like,
no one's going to email us.
We could talk about three things in an hour.
Okay, but here's the thing about the whole being narcissistic. The whole thing about narcissism in this community, it's kind of true, because if you just talk to improvisers, a lot of comedy people that are improvisers, it's a lot about being the center of attention for scenes and stuff. A lot of them are very big attention hogs. Not a bad thing, but it's just how you have to act if you want to do this kind of stuff. So
yeah, I mean, I did musical theater for so long, and just everybody wants the spotlight on them. And that's why you do theater or do any sort of performance.
Naomi literally turned that to a story about herself. That just proves, once again, what I was saying.
I don't want to sound pretentious, but none of this applies to me.
Yeah, none of it applies to me. I
play. Royce, you're way more attention-seeking.
Am I attention-seeking?
Yeah.
I might be attention-seeking.
Who cares?
No, it's fine. We're all good people at the end of the day, right? I hope so.
I was just going to say we're all terrible
email
people
us,
out there.
Let us know if we're a good person.
I think this episode's going to be a lot shorter. Not going to lie. It has.
This is the worst episode we've recorded so far.
I don't know.
Can we just invite someone?
It can only get better from
Paige
here.
Paige is the glue that keeps us together.
She really is.
Just add a random person to the Google chat that knows about the show now.
Wait. Okay, let's
just bring them in.
Who knows someone's email address, and we'll just invite them.
Ooh, how are we going to sync it up? We'll just do another clap.
We'll just get them to clap
again.
Okay,
we'll
get them to clap. Should I ask Celeste?
Yeah, fuck it.
Yeah, fuck it. We'll just add someone else.
She's a teen.
Who's in my contact? We can just invite the Chris Gethard show, the Zero Laughs email. See who picks that up.
Invite Celeste, invite the Zero Laughs email, and whoever shows up will show up.
I don't think Celeste is home right now, so that might not work, actually.
Who's
anyone else?
Yeah.
I can invite my friends that don't talk to me right now. No, I'm not going
to
do that.
Who are your friends who don't talk to you right now? Explain that story.
Want to hear that story? That's not a very sad story. That's not funny. It's just a bummer, the whole story.
If you want to share, I'm down to listen.
Yeah, why not? Basically,
what
happened was...
It's already really dark.
It's not that dark. It was just like... Every single time I go over to the house, I have to babysit because these people are always texting me, "Can you babysit our kids?" And they pay me.
Oh, you.
What?
Didn't you tell us a story?
Not on the show, probably.
But maybe it was off.
Maybe it was probably off mic.
Okay.
They pay me a lot of money to do nothing, basically. I just sit on the couch, watch TV, and eat ice cream, and they pay me, like, money. And it's awesome. And so my friends are always saying, you always choose money over us, and all this stuff. And we got into a big fight about it. And I ended up getting really angry at them, and I said, I wish you would stop trying to be such controlling, clingy assholes. And they got mad at me. And basically what ended up happening was we both stopped talking for a week. And we had this group chat we've had running for almost 2.5 years, and they both left it. And that was intense. Like, I was going to message them an apology, and I went on and I found out they had left almost 3 days after that big fight from the group chat. And so I made another group chat. I messaged them an apology saying, I'm sorry, I don't want this friendship to go awry because you guys are my friends. And then my first friend said, oh, thanks for that, and then messaged me about, like, fucking Star Wars or some shit. Then my second friend, while we were filming episode 2 of this podcast, messaged me, thanks for the apology. I really felt we deserved it. And that's why out of nowhere in the middle of the podcast, I said, oh, my friends are dicks. I just say it in the middle of the podcast because I was just so angry at that because they never even messaged me an apology back. That's all he said. Thanks. I feel like we really deserve that. So, yeah.
That is awful.
Yeah.
I think Celeste is selling. Yeah, here we go.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's my really bummer.
Are we getting a new guest?
Ari? She's not answering my message. You know what? I could probably call her, actually. I have a number.
Wait, no, Celeste says her favorite, one of her favorite Andres moments. This isn't involved with the show, but she said, we were having conversations about being struck by TV and film, and we were naming movies that we undoubtedly cried to every time we saw them. And then she says, and he proceeded to, on Skype, silently watch 25 minutes of The Warrior in a puddle of his own tears.
The movie Warrior is a sad fucking movie, guys.
I've seen it. It's very sad.
You just watch it on while you're trying to have a conversation with someone else, crying. That is sad.
No joke, that one scene can make me cry every time I watch the final
scene. Wait, which scene? The final scene?
The final scene when he's fighting. Yeah. Oh my god. Yeah.
Can we try to get Andres to cry at the end of this?
Can you go watch that final scene?
Yeah. Just watch like the first 10 minutes of Beginners.
What?
Just watch like the first 10 minutes of Beginners.
Okay, I'm going to call Celeste right now and ask if she can be on the show. Can I do that?
So, Ariel says... Ariel from Long Island, intern, who's so she's nice. Okay. She says,
not great.
When Andres donated his iPod to Mother at DCM, and his iPod played Freshman by Verve Pipe, which inspired John Daly to yell, the 90s are over, and end the scene.
That was my big Verve Pipe phase. Leave me alone. That was last summer when I was really into Verve Pipe.
What was he going to do?
I've never even heard of Verve Pipe.
You never heard of Verve Pipe? The people that sang that big hit Freshman among other big hits.
That story is like a million times funnier if instead of imagining John Daly the comedian, you just imagine John Daly the fat golfer at the Del Close Marathon yelling, the 90s are over, and ending the scene.
Yeah, I'm just doing a podcast, Grandma. I'm just doing a podcast, Grandma. Okay, can I clean up? No, I'll do it. I'll do it, Grandma, later. I'll clean up myself, Grandma. I got it. I'll do it. I'll do it, Grandma. I can do it. I'll do it, Grandma. I can do it right now. I'll do it right now, Grandma. Okay, I'll clean up right now.
This is staying.
I'll clean it up right now. Literally, right now. Okay? I'll spray the floor, Grandma. I'll be back. I need to clean up after my dog.
What are we doing?
Oh, no.
That was amazing.
So Andres is gone.
That was the best moment of this whole thing.
I'll spray it. I'll spray it.
I love this so much right now.
Dear God. So Ariel,
all podcasts have been leading to this moment right now.
I'm going to say Ariel had another one. She says that Nick Vitale, the man behind the plant, used to think that her and Andres were dating all the time.
Why don't you just invite...
Ariel says, super embarrassing.
I can't hear anything.
Yeah, we can't hear you.
Turn the paper over so you can get this right. Okay, it's dry.
We have to cut this at some point.
No. This whole thing's staying in.
Yeah, but meanwhile, oh, and Andres' phone is buzzing. I can hear that. I think that might be Celeste calling him. Which one?
People aren't that smart.
Which is super funny.
Dumb, Grandma.
Oh, my God.
Oh, Jesus Christ, Cosmo.
What are we even talking about?
I don't remember, dude.
He's just talking to his dog.
I really hope we're getting all this Andres time.
I hope this is recording.
Okay.
If it's not, we have to delete it.
Could you hear any of that? Did you hear any of that?
We heard all
of
it.
Most of it, yeah.
Kind of.
Oh, Celeste, call me back.
Yeah, we heard that too.
Don't pick it up. It's going to be so expensive.
Do it for the podcast.
Okay, I got it.
Hello?
Celeste?
We all owe Royce a sandwich.
Hello? Is this Celeste?
Is this Celeste? Why are you calling me a psycho?
We have no one on the podcast as a guest because our one guest left.
Are you recording the podcast right now?
You are currently on our really bad podcast, yeah.
This is our form of calling, man. Put a phone next to the microphone.
Oh, she can't hear us.
Yeah, she can't hear you guys, so stop talking.
She can't hear us at all.
Are you home right now? I feel like you're out.
No.
You're out? Okay. Well, that was a great call then, so you can't do anything. What's your favorite of my moments ever?
Jesus.
Ever?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Me
like on
the
TCGS. Ask her on the show.
On the show.
Let me just understand. No, it was really good. I knew we wanted to be friends in the end.
Okay.
Tell her you already said the Warrior one.
Wait, what's your favorite? You already said the Warrior one. What's your favorite from the show, the Chris Gethard show?
Your moment on the show?
Yes.
Oh my gosh. Probably when you were yelling at Zach Galifianakis, but I feel like that's
kind of
cliche.
Yeah, that's a really bad one. Way to go, Celeste. You let me down.
Also, I like how your earlier calls.
My earlier calls are pretty dark, yeah.
Well, it's because of the tone of your voice.
Oh yeah, it was really high-pitched and fat-sounding.
Yeah, it is.
Okay, thank you. You've been a big help.
No problem. I love you a lot.
Love you a lot. Bye.
Woo! Tell her we say thank you.
Hung out.
Okay, that was a thing.
Yeah, that was a thing we did.
So it seems like someone else has a life, so they're not sitting by themselves recording a podcast.
Oh, my God. So you just heard me yell at my grandmother while I was cleaning up after my dog. That's good.
Yeah, we heard it all, and it's going in the podcast.
Good to know. Oh, holy shit.
The episode finally became what we wanted.
This is just honestly Andres sex like centric episode.
This podcast has become everything everyone expected it to be. No, all right, let's talk. Why do we need other people? Let's talk mano a mano. I don't think that's the right expression.
Look at him on Facebook.
What about this girl that showed
people?
Herself naked to me on camera on a computer once? Can I add her?
Wait, what the
Wait,
fuck?
What?
No.
What?
No, never mind.
Wait, no, what the fuck? Explain.
That needs to be explained.
Explain that.
No, that's just a sad story in my life. Another one.
Well, then you need to fucking share the story, then.
This is an Omegle. And...
Yeah, you can't just drop that story and then not explain.
How often are you on Omegle, dude?
Like, not very often, but I was on, like, a weekend. Like
Seemingly very often.
I've never
heard another story.
This was like 3 weeks ago, and she like was a Front Bottoms fan, and yeah.
Oh,
and I almost vomited out of nervousness. Yeah.
You almost.
Yeah, it was very intense. Yeah, first time a girl ever showed herself to me, ever.
Oh. Ever. I don't want to be having this moment.
Am I gonna edit this out?
I don't know. I didn't say her name, and I didn't say anything about her, so I don't think you have to. All I said was that she's a Front Bottoms fan on Omegle. So if you ever go on Omegle and see a Front Bottoms fan, that may be her. Words to her wise.
God damn it. That's the most fucking teen
Keep
thing
that in mind.
Anyone has ever fucking said on this podcast.
And then afterward, I invited her to go skateboarding and eat pizza with me.
Complain about hang math homework.
We both got... We collectively yelled at my grandma together.
I love my grandma. Did I sound like a dick when I was yelling at her?
Not like a dick. You just were like...
Just like an asshole.
Yeah, you just...
You know, like an asshole that yells at their grandma. Like,
fuck you, grandma. I wish you died.
Oh! Oh! Too much. Too much.
No, but actually, I did tell that girl about the Chris Gethard show, and she said, oh, I would totally go to an episode with you. And then, yeah.
And then she followed the trail of the Chris Gethard show to this very podcast.
Oh, no. We're just find this podcast.
We're just minutes in the past. She heard about you talk about her.
Oh, no. I've talked about two girls on this podcast that I hope don't find it. First one is Julia Duraska. I would keep saying her full name because I'm so cocky she won't find this show.
I forgot even who that is.
Oh, that's the girl. The first girl I had a crush on in middle school.
Oh, yeah. You mentioned her.
All right.
Just totally cocky that she'll never find us. Hey, Julia Duraska, how's it going? Email us in if you remember me.
God, this is all under my name, too. It's like it says my name on iTunes. And this disaster is associated with me. Like,
you get sued by so many different girls.
Just call it a disaster. I believe this is like a work of... This is really like a work of art.
It's experimental.
Paige, keep it.
This is a disaster compared to the disasters that were the previous two episodes. This is like a million times
I feel like worse. We haven't gotten any of the big laughs that we got during the first two episodes.
The big laughs with the giant quotation mark.
A very big quotation mark.
The big laugh I thought was when my grandma was yelling at me. You guys are going nuts over there.
Yeah, but we're not sure if that recorded or not, yeah, so we should keep really going until we get recorded. Two. That way, if it does record, it's a too good episode.
What are you doing? Because
that's a
Chris?
Phrase.
Okay, yeah. Let's talk about each of our favorite phone calls from the Chris Gethard Show ever.
What, like our personal phone calls?
No, you narcissist. I was saying overall.
Okay, like of you, of Andres.
Of me personally, yeah, that's what I was trying to say. Like I was trying to say, I want you to talk about me for the rest of this podcast. Change this to my name, actually. Let's do this Teens Talking
I like the one where Andres was sad.
That's all of them. That's my life in general.
One of my favorite just moments is when it's in like one of Messenger Bag's really early episodes, and it just goes, these two guys from San Francisco just keep telling me to get hypey.
That was really funny.
It's so funny because he's so confused.
God,
I was so proud.
And he's just like, I don't know who these guys are.
Oh my god, I don't think my thing's even recording, frankly.
That was on the Looking at Dicks episode.
Was it the? Yeah. No, that was like one of his first. Wait, was it?
Yeah, it was. I watched that.
No, that was leaked emails.
Yeah, it was leaked emails.
I was on leaked emails? Camera on leaked emails. Fun fact.
Good for you, Andres.
Oh yeah, I remember that.
I just watched that whole thing for the first time the other day.
My favorite Andres moment has to be the one where like they're asking for like Andres to get like dating help or something like that, and that woman just like talked directly to you.
Oh my god, that was terrifying.
God, such a great moment.
That was actually terrifying.
That was leaked emails, right? No,
it wasn't.
That was an hour-long song. Oh man, that was so brilliant.
That was the one episode we got one of our friends.
What was your perspective on that entire thing?
Holy shit, because she had a very, very attractive voice. It was very scary for me. I was hyperventilating on the other end, just like, oh my god, oh my god, oh my god. Then she tweeted at me. She tweeted at me, I think, the next day saying, I'm so sorry, I didn't really realize you were 16 years old. And I tweeted back,
whoa!
That's a good one.
That's a great scoop right there.
Yeah, and I tweeted back at her, like, oh, it's totally good for the whole time. I'm like, oh, I'll never, ever get laid. Way to go. Way to be 16, you loser.
This fucking show.
This has been going swimmingly.
What are we doing? Why is this a thing?
This is terrific. I really enjoy this a lot.
Roy's having an existential crisis on the
FYI,
podcast.
FYI, I don't know if my mic's been picking up any of this. I don't know.
Shit.
Oh, no, it has. It has. We're good. We're good. We're good.
What are you...
Well, I'm at school tomorrow, so we could just record another one.
We could just record another one tomorrow.
Which means Royce has to edit it tonight.
Oh, I have school tomorrow.
Oh, that sucks.
I don't even know what holiday it is tomorrow, but...
I'm having a 5-day weekend.
FYI, I totally think we'd republish this, and this has had like a lot of just good moments, I feel like.
hands down the most chaotic one.
It's a train wreck.
Oh, it's horrible.
It's terrible. I would.
I'm trying to think. Is anybody else like I saw that Chris was getting his half hour, and I just was like, yes! I woke up and saw it, and I just had this. Every time something good happens with TCGS, I have just like such a moment of just like pure ecstasy of like, things are going our way, and then I'm like, it doesn't involve me at all.
I
feel like
I
ran
around the house when they announced the Comedy Central pilot. Like, I was so fucking psyched.
Oh yeah, that was the best.
Oh man,
I was really depressed.
So happy. Why?
When they announced it, I just had a terrible, terrible time, and that was that span where I didn't watch the show for like 10 weeks, because I was, yeah.
Oh yeah, I remember Colin, that.
And Celeste, actually, speaking of Celeste, we keep bringing her up, but she was messaging me about it, and she was saying, you should really watch this. This is gonna be a big announcement, and I was like, who cares? We're all gonna die one day. What do we care if there's a big announcement or not? And then she messaged me. She goes, I don't want to freak you out or anything, but they got picked up by Comedy Central, and I was like, whatever. I don't care. Life sucks. And yeah.
Wow, okay. I hope you're in a better place now.
Another sad story.
Oh, no.
I'm trying to think. One of my favorite moments is from the big announcement where Alyssa goes, guys, I just got my period for the first time. I think that might be the funniest joke on DCGS ever. Yeah. Because, like, just... If I've watched like the GIF of that, that's on Tumblr, and everybody's face is so funny because you see Shannon just throw her head back and laugh. Chris does like the glasses rub, like takes off his glasses and rubs his face, and like everybody just loses it. It's so funny.
Yeah, oh, that entire episode. No, I've said it before. That fucking Alf moment in the announcement episode is my favorite fucking bit.
Beef jerky just in the Alf suit.
The look on his face.
Do you think...
like, we're not doing it. We're not doing this.
Do you think that Chris...
push him out of the way.
Do you think that Chris feels bad that he's slowly becoming more and more like Woody Allen?
How?
Like, he's like, he talks to little kids a lot. He wears glasses.
Stop that. Stop it right now. Just like, don't follow this idea, Dad.
I'm just curious. I think when we have him on the podcast, we should ask him about that.
He's never going to come on the podcast now that you've said that.
I love how we told everyone he was going to be on this week.
Oh, we did. Really.
He has not emailed us back.
We'll say next week so you can get a little boost.
Oh yeah,
Chris next week, Chris Gethard is going to be on the Gladiators.
18th century gladiators. 18th century American gladiators.
Does anyone know what episode gladiator? Did that joke start? Because I don't remember.
It was the episode where it was behind the scenes and stuff.
Oh, I didn't see that episode.
It's a really good one. It's also an episode that, like only if you watch a show, it will make any sense.
Oh, okay. But was the actual 18th Century Gladiator thing an actual show idea, or was that just a joke show idea?
It's a complete joke, I assume. I mean, I hope it's not, but it was like they're like, they started everything an hour later. And then, like, went through, like, all what they do to set up before a show. And then, like, right as it cut out, they're like, now for our show, 18th Century American Gladiators. And everyone goes nuts, and then it cuts the credits. I just synopsized a fucking episode. This is the worst podcast ever.
For the record, that episode totally felt like We Have Nothing. That was one of the We Have Nothing episodes. It must have been. That episode. Yeah.
It seems like it took some coordination because they did everything like an hour later.
I guess. This is our We Have Nothing episode.
Yeah, I was going to say that.
Yeah, this is our We Got Nothing is one of my favorite, the We Got Nothing episode, I have one of my favorite calls.
Your personal calls?
Narcissism.
At one point, because, I don't know if I talked about this or not, but like, at that time, I had just broken up. I had broken up with my boyfriend at the time.
How many people have you dated, Naomi? Jesus Christ.
Let's see. In the span of the show, I broke up
names.
With one guy.
I want names.
Dated another. Broke up with him, and then dated another person. So
who's the most recent
three,
one?
Two. But
I think that's like infinitely more than anyone else on this podcast at this moment. have dated in that time span.
What does a but girl feel like?
I gotta finish the story. So, so I had broken up with him, and he started dating my best friend.
I remember the thing.
Yeah, and then Chris was like, "Oh shit, girl!" And in that moment, they were like, "What do you want us to say to these?" I think he said newfound lovers, and I was just like, "Go fuck yourselves." So the audience starts chanting, "Go fuck yourselves." And this was, like, at a point in my life where I was really upset because all my friends were like, how could you break up with him? You guys are dating forever.
Naomi this is a high school asshole. Romance that and doesn't I was like, mean anything.
But I had been dating this kid for, like, two years. So everybody was, like, super shocked.
Yeah, but, like,
I don't know. Teenagers are assholes. Teenagers
are assholes.
So,
yeah, fuck
teens
teenagers.
With a Z are
so
assholes.
Everyone was
yeah,
like,
fuck the show.
Fuck the show. Seriously.
So nobody really liked
show.
Me in high at that point. So nobody really liked me, so it was really nice to have the whole audience chanting. And the best part is, like, I showed, my ex and I are really good friends now, and I showed him that, and I was like, sorry, I got a whole public access show to chant, go awesome. Fuck yourselves.
Is your ex-boyfriend hot?
What?
Just an honest question, Naomi, just answer it. Gut check. This is, we got nothing, I'm
sorry. Is he on to the list of people we hope doesn't want listen to this?
God.
We need to publish that list.
No, I'm not going to answer that.
Royce, who do you hope never finds this show?
Future employers. I don't know.
Is it weird, Royce and Chris, that I assumed you guys were adopted?
What?
I don't know. I always assume twins.
Yeah, a little.
Explain this.
You keep saying it to me this whole episode, just you telling me to explain things.
Yeah,
I don't know.
No, yeah, it's your episode, Andres.
Twins, I always assume are adopted for some reason. Like, what parent wants to keep twins? That's like the devil's number, too.
Here's a weird thought. I used to think, and still sometimes think, that like when we would go out with just our dad, that people would think that we were like adopted Asian babies. Because our dad looks straight up white, and we look Asian-ish.
We're this color.
Yeah, we're like brown. And it's like the brown children with the white dude. Like, I always thought that like, do people think we're adopted? They might.
Yeah, we're not even related. It was like the end of Like Mike.
Oh, yeah.
I actually haven't
seen... The basketball
seen...
player adopts the two friends.
Weird callback.
I have a funny story about Like Mike. Yeah, we watched that movie.
Story.
I watched it. Okay, so my grandfather took me to a gym once. He was like working out or some shit. I don't remember. And he was running on a treadmill. And we were watching Like Mike together on the TV above. So he was running, and I was sitting on the treadmill watching it, and we both had headphones on watching it, and it ends where he gets adopted, and suddenly I take off the headphones, and I go to say to my grandfather, wasn't that good? And I should tell you, my grandfather Joe is a no-nonsense kind of dude. Like, he just doesn't give a shit. Like, I remember once when I was young, I kissed him on the cheek, and he said, I'm not your fucking girlfriend. Don't ever do that again. Like, the dude's hard is just a badass man. Like, he goes to Africa, like, to help out, like, starving children. He just doesn't care. He does whatever the fuck he wants. He got a law degree. He came to this country with only $5. He could only speak two words of English, apple pie and Coca-Cola. So for the first month, all he ate was apple pie and Coca-Cola. Fun story about that. Yeah, the dude's insane. So he's one of the meanest, baddest dudes I've ever met. And I take up my headphones and I go to say something, and I just hear these choked up sobs. And I look up, and he is crying his eyes out at Like Mike, just so hard. And he goes, Mike got adopted at the end. It's the best thing for Mike and the basketball player. And I was like, yeah, Joe, that was beautiful.
That's the best story.
He says.
Naomi's so angry right now.
He just tied up the entire film. Like, they should have just had a clip of him before the credits. Like, Mike got adopted. It's the best for everyone. Got to credit. Like, that's the exact reaction the director was thinking of when he filmed that scene. He's like, they're going to watch this, they're going to cry, and then they're going to go, Mike got adopted, it's the best for him and the basketball player. Cut to credits.
Yep, my grandfather thought that. And it was a nice bonding moment between us.
I'm right now in this moment where I'm like, I have an essay to write. That I have been
Skip
putting
it.
Off for 2 days.
Fuck it.
And
This is happening.
And I am listening to Andres talk about his grandfather and, like, Mike, what have I
become? This Andres-centric episode totally backfired.
Pretend your essay is your ex-boyfriend and fuck it.
What?
That came out wrong. I was trying to make a pun, but it didn't come out right. I think we should end the podcast there. Can we end the podcast there?
Let's end it on a low note.
Oh, God. This was such a disaster.
To anybody who's made it this far, I am.
Oh yeah, I apologize.
I would like to personally.
Cue theme song.
Oh my gosh. The theme song goes at the end, yeah. Right at the beginning.
Shut
August.
Up. Fuck. Okay, I'm gonna stop recording. I'm done recording.
Okay. Bye.
Yeah. Bye.
It was here last week. It's gonna be here this week. It's Colin's Bummer Report.
Hey guys, it's Colin from Ohio, back and better than ever, and I'm bringing you a new episode of The Bummer Report. This week, I'll be doing a special edition where I talk about the topics discussed in last week's episode of Teens Talkin' TCGS. This is not and will not be the format of this segment of the podcast for long or ever again, but it is for this week because there was such a huge fan outpouring. Everyone just would not stop asking me, "Hey, Colin, what do you think about these topics?" So I had to tell them. So for all you hardcore calling it quitters out there, you can just splice these segments into the actual podcast of last week to get the complete package. I'm going to chime in on all the things mentioned last week, completely out of context and with no real purpose. That is, except your entertainment. Starting now, what I will say will sound like complete nonsense, unless you remember exactly what was talked about in last week's episode of this podcast. My favorite example of violence on the Chris Gethard Show has got to be the Wifflebat Gang. They're a constant reminder of the violent attitude that Chris constantly likes to include in the show, much to Bethany and much of the cast's chagrin. And if we're going to talk about TCGS crushes, how can you not talk about Hallie Bullet? Much like Andres, seeing her in the first couple episodes is what really kept me watching. Actually, saying that sounds pretty creepy, so I'm just going to say Chris is a very lucky man. But that sounds even creepier. Hey guys, Bad Boy 7, Roots, or Bad Boys 8, Tyler Perry's Bad Boys, Big Mama's Bad Boy, Bad Boys 9, Bad Boys in the Hood. Actually, this bit is completely racist, and I refuse to take part in it any more than I already have. And hearing stories of Paige's Fight Club was about the opposite of what I was like as a kid. I've never gotten into a single fight. Well, I probably should have. There was a skinny kid who always pissed me off, and I really could have beat him up, but instead I ended up angry crying and getting laughed at by the whole grade. Angry crying is a weird thing, but it's something I've always done. When I get angry, I'll cry. Andres, stop looking at what's around you and commenting on it. The podcast listener can't even hear it. Come on, guys, support me on this, right? Well, now that you guys have all gotten exactly what you wanted, I'm gonna go. Be sure to rate and review and all that jazz. And as always, stay bummin', all you bum dog millionaires out there. And I'll be back with a probably regular episode next week if I do. You never know. The mystery is always there. Ha. Hoo-hoo.